And here we go, we're off and running. It is Thursday, January 9th, 2020. See, I have not screwed that up yet. I'm very proud of myself that I have not screwed up the year yet, I don't think. Now, people who listen every morning might say that I have screwed that up one time if you're keeping track. But at this point, I don't think I've screwed up the year, and we are 9 days into 2020. Thursday, January 9th, 2020, 12 minutes past the hour. Scott Spears along with you for the ride this morning, and we're going to have a good time because it's just me and you and the toll-free line. Now, here's something to get excited for, or maybe not something to get excited for, to be honest with you. I have, do you remember, if you listen to this show quite a bit, you'll remember that it was probably before Thanksgiving. I don't think I've done it since, it's probably been Thanksgiving, but I have an ancient telephone here. You know, it's one of these old telephones, has a loud ringer on it, it's a Bell phone. I don't think this has a copyright date on it. 1897 or something. I really think it was George Washington's phone, to be honest with you. Maybe Ben Franklin's phone. But when we get this phone out, what happens is we call people. Now, not necessarily celebrities or people of note or news people or anything of that nature. We just call people out of the blue. So that might happen this morning. Now, I can't guarantee that that will happen, but it very well could happen. So get ready for the big telephone, because I might rip that out at some point. It's here. Well, it's not ringing like it normally does, but it is here, and we might rip that out. Now, what I want to do today really quick before we get into the little monologue this morning is do our bicentennial moment here. Now, these, of course, there's a whole thing about Marion's bicentennial at this point, and maybe we'll get into it as the morning goes on, but here's the deal. Today, this is the bicentennial moment for Thursday, January 9th, 2020. On April 18th, 1822, the plat for the village of Marion was filed with the Delaware County Recorder's Office by Eber Baker and Alexander Holmes. As part of the platting, land was designated as public ground for use by the county commissioners, along with the agreement that Baker and Holmes would provide $400 for the construction of a courthouse, jail, etc. Lots were also designated for schools and churches. Now, see, now here, oh man, we're going to get into it 13 minutes into the show today. This is the whole thing with the bicentennial. Now, bicentennial means 200 years. Now, we all think that Marion was founded in 1820, which would mean our bicentennial would be 2020. But what I just read, April 18th, 1822, the plat was filed for the village of Marion, which means not the city, that means the county. And so, if we were founded in 1822, how can 1820 be the bicentennial? Now, we learned yesterday that, yesterday during our bicentennial moment, that on April 3rd, 1822, the city of Marion was formed. So, it looks like, with the information provided to me by the bicentennial moments here, that Marion was founded in 1822, the county and the city. So how can 2020 be the bicentennial? Now, if we're just celebrating this year because this is the 100th anniversary of the election of President Harding and all that. I'm fine. But we've got to get this straightened out. Was Marion founded in 1820 or 1822? Because if it was founded in 1822 and we're just celebrating this year, I have no problem with that. I think that's great. That's hunky-dory. I like a party. Why not celebrate early? And we're glad to do these bicentennial moments. But we need to know the actual founding date in case anybody ever gets asked this question on, like, Trivial Pursuit. Or maybe they're on Jeopardy. Now, what are the chances of that question coming up on Jeopardy? When was Marion founded? When was Marion, Ohio founded? Highly unlikely that's going to come up on Jeopardy, but you never know. So we need to know, 1820 or 1822. If anybody has any insight into this, give me a call, 740-383-9944. And, you know, don't send me any bad emails or bad tweets. Honestly, I have a, what is it, Twitter? I have a Twitter, but I don't tweet, and I don't check the tweets, so I wouldn't know if you tweeted me, so it doesn't really matter if you tweet. So don't tweet me, don't email me, don't do all that with anything negative. I'm not saying anything negative in regard to this. I'm just saying, was it 1820 or was it 1822? Because I don't see anything happening in 1820, according to any of these papers. So are we just celebrating the bicentennial this year because we want to celebrate in conjunction with the 100th anniversary of President Harding being elected? That's all. 740-383-9944. So that's my little soliloquy this morning on the founding of Marion. Now we're going to move on here. Okay, I was in the grocery store the other night, and we've talked a lot about the royal family here recently on the show. Remember the other day we were talking about Prince Charles and his feet being in the National Enquirer, and they said he was dying and all kinds of awful things. Well, there's a picture, because here's the thing. I am not a big fan of the royal family. They seem to sell magazines. They're on the cover of the magazines all the time. But I have noticed that the Queen of England never smiles. Now, I'll tell you where this happened. This is where I got this this idea that the Queen never smiles. A few years ago, maybe, you know, 6 or 7 years ago when I was a baby, they were celebrating her jubilee. I forget the year of the jubilee. It was like 60 or 70th that she'd been in power, something like that. It was a big jubilee. And here was the Queen on the boat. She was on this boat in England with her husband and her family and the whole bit. And it's the big celebration for her, and these kids are out there singing to the Queen, and she's on the boat, and the British, I think British Air Force was out there, and they were putting on a big show, and everybody was cheering for the Queen, and the camera went to the Queen, and there she was with her face just, you know, looking like the muscles that you need in your face to smile were left out when the Queen was born, and she was frowning. Now, that was not a moment to frown. That was one of her big moments in life. Okay, speed up to recently. There's a picture in one of these magazines. Now, it's not a tabloid. I don't think it was a tabloid. As a matter of fact, I think it was one of the more credible magazines. There is a picture from Christmas with the Queen's grandson. No, great-grandson. It would be great-grandson. The Queen's great-grandson, who I have no idea what his name is, but this would be Prince William's son, I believe, Prince William's son. So it's Prince William's son. He's in the picture, and he has his hands in some Christmas pudding. And then you have Prince William standing there, and then you have Prince William's father, Prince Charles, standing there, and then you have the Queen standing there, and they're all laughing at the little boy, who's probably 3 or 4 years old, with his hands in the Christmas pudding. So she's smiling. She looked happy at Christmas. And I did not realize that the Queen gives a Christmas address every year. Did you know that? Well, she does. The Queen gives a Christmas address every year. And apparently she was happy during that. So there's a lot of happiness going on with the Queen lately, and we're all very happy about this because for years we think the Queen did not smile. Now, here's what I believe actually happened. What I believe actually happened was, I think that the Queen, after that jubilee that went on years ago, I think that she got a lot of flack for not smiling when all this celebration was going on because of her. So I think the Queen might have went in for some kind of surgery and had the muscles inserted into her face to be able to smile. So now the Queen can smile and we're all happier for it. So if you're in the grocery lane checkout in the next few days, you'll see the magazine. Take a look at the big picture with the Queen and Prince Charles and Prince William and the little boy who's got his hands in the pudding. And I don't know what kind of pudding he was cooking. It looked like a fruitcake, honestly. So I wouldn't have gone anywhere near it. And I don't think the Queen would have gone anywhere near it. Or maybe it was figgy pudding, which we really never learned what figgy pudding was. I think it's like Fig Newtons, the inside of a Fig Newton or something like that. But that's all I wanted to talk about this morning in regard to the Queen and the pudding, so we're now through that topic. Now, this may even be more important. I butcher language sometimes, and this is why I try not to listen to this show when it replays, because sometimes you get speaking so fast, you know, your brain's moving faster than your mouth is, and you say things that are not right. I'm going to give you two examples of this that I've had in the last day. Now, one of these examples did not happen here. I was actually at another place yesterday, and I don't even know the reason. I think it was a school question. It was a worksheet question. And the question was, what does prognosticate mean? What's the definition of prognosticate. What's the definition of to prognosticate? Now, they asked me, and I said to put things off. And they said, no, that's not the right answer. Well, clear, I was thinking of procrastinate. So I wasn't too far off in the sounding of the word. So I gave the definition of procrastinate and not prognosticate. Now, does anybody know the definition of prognosticate? And don't Google it. Give me a call if you really, truly know the definition of prognosticate. I will be so impressed with you this morning if you do know this at 23 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. What does the word prognosticate mean? It's not to put off, like I thought. But again, I think I should be forgiven on this one because I just confused it with another word, procrastinate. Does anybody know what the word prognosticate means without looking it up, without getting a dictionary, without Googling it? What does the word prognosticate mean? 740-383-9944. If it comes to you, dial in and we can talk about this. Now, in the meantime, while you're trying to figure out what prognosticate means. Here we go. We might have prognosticate on the line. Let's see what we have. Go ahead, caller.
Isn't a prognosticator isn't that somebody that predicts?
That you've got it. It's somebody who predicts, like a fortune teller would be a prognosticator.
Yeah, and it's always used during Groundhog Day.
Well, it is, but do you see how I might have been fooled? Prognosticate?
No.
Not even going to give me a break on that one, huh?
Okay, I'll give you a break.
Here was the thing. When they said to me, what does prognosticate mean? I, like, rose to my full pomposity. And said, well, it's to put things off.
Does that mean you stood up, Scott?
Oh, I stood up, and I just, you know, I was really going to lay him low with this. Oh. It was going to be a thing, because I knew what I was talking about. And I said, well, it's to put things off. And they looked dead in my eyes, and they said, no.
No.
That's not what it is.
But I think most people, or at least I did. I learned that from Groundhog Day because they always use that term because, you know, they predict, you know, what the years or what the weather's going to be the rest of the
winter. Now, is that a word, though, that you think people use now, prognosticate?
Well, no, not every day.
Because people use procrastinate. They say, now, don't procrastinate.
Well, that is true. People would use that more often than they would the other. But there's a lot of words you know, but you don't necessarily use. But it doesn't mean that you don't have it in your your dictionary in your brain.
Well, it's like I would not sit here and say, well, I'm going to prognosticate that the Queen of England is never going to smile.
And that's another thing, Scott.
Oh, here we go.
If you'd been on that throne as long as she has, what is there to smile about? I mean, same thing, different day.
Yeah, but my guess is that's a pretty comfortable throne.
I didn't say it wasn't, but it doesn't make you smile all the time, and I kind of really understand that.
Well, I feel bad for the Queen, to be honest with you, because she's like 95 years old now, and she apparently has no designs to retire. She must like the job.
Well, I give her kudos for hanging in there, you know, because she could have, but she looks so good. And, you know, she gives a job up, she's going to let herself go, and she won't carry purses around all the time like she does. And that's a question, Scott. What does she carry in her purse all the time?
Oh, I know the I can prognosticate this.
No, you know what the answer is. You're not giving enough. What is it?
Dog food. It's dog food. She's got several pounds of kibbles and bits in that purse.
Are you kidding me?
No, that's what the Queen carries around. That's why she needs such a big bag.
Well, I've never heard that one, so I've learned something today.
Yeah. Well, that's what we aim to do on this show. It's not always entertain. It's not always, you know, but we are an informative show, by goodness, an educational show. Now, this whole thing about prognosticate and procrastinate kind of leads into the program, I think, that repeated before this program this morning,
mm-hmm.
where I said where apparently I meant to say conduit, but I said... Now, how did I say it?
You said conduit.
I said conduit.
So, yeah.
Oh, so what was the message? What did I do wrong this morning?
Well, maybe that's not a good idea to be a conduit, and I suggested just be a don't do it, is what I said.
Oh, so it's not a good idea. What was I even talking about being a conduit? Do you remember?
About matchmaking.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, I'm no good at that. I can... But I was trying to help the girl, you know?
Yeah.
I try to be a helping hand.
Do you want to be responsible for somebody else's
life? No, I don't want to be responsible. I was never even able to manage my own, let alone somebody else's.
There you go.
But I feel bad because I think this poor friend of mine is depressed, so I was trying to help her out, and I really don't know if I really could, but I thought maybe I could be the conduit for her
I gotta ask you something.
Oh, go ahead.
Now, how many other people are going to use that word conduit today in regards to being the go-between?
No, I think now there's new terms for that. I'm just not with the time. It's like the hooker-upper or something.
Oh, don't use hooker.
No, you got to have a good hook when you're doing something.
Yeah.
But no, I was trying to be the conduit for this person so mm-hmm. I could prognosticate that they would have a happy future together.
Yeah.
Well, see, some mornings I get it right here.
I still don't think that's right because, you wouldn't, so you could, now there's another word for it. I'll have to get Roger out.
But this girl, she likes a boy. I even think that the boy was said in that repeat that was playing earlier. She likes this boy. I'm quite aware that she likes this boy, but she's having a hard time, letting him know that she likes him. And
he doesn't realize it?
He might realize it, but I don't know if They both are very shy, it seems like.
Oh, okay.
So it's kind of hard for them to seem to get together, and I'm trying to help these kids get together and live a happy future, because they both seem highly depressed.
Oh,
yeah,
well.
I know. So I'm trying to bring happiness, a little drop of happiness, into their life. And
you want them to fall in love. You don't want them to step in it.
See, I always thought that was a bad term, fall in love. Because falling is not good. You fall on the ice.
No, you want to step in.
You fall on the ice. You fall down a flight of steps, and then you fall in love. Why don't we, isn't there a better term for that? Why do we fall in love? Can't we, like, ease into love?
Ease into, last year I eased into love, no.
Oh, that's good, you eased in.
He didn't know what hit him.
Well, that's good. So maybe he fell.
Yeah.
He fell in love and you eased into it. It's a good thing. How are things with the air fryer?
Well, I took it back.
Oh, you are done with it now.
Yes, I'm finished with that air fryer. It just was never meant to be. We were not destined. There was no destinity there.
You didn't fall in love with the air fryer.
No, I didn't. And if I would have gotten a couple years ago when I was into fries, I just thought that had to be the... the best thing a person could have would be an air fryer. So you could make fries every time you turned around.
Oh,
that didn't happen, and I'm not, so.
Oh, it's fries, and it's apparently chicken wings, and it's chicken strips.
How are you doing?
Well, you know, so far so good. All I've really cooked in it, though, is pork chops.
Oh,
yeah.
So you're really...
Yeah, I'm still an amateur at it. I cooked those pork chops, and I didn't die, so I thought that was a good sign.
Yeah, that's a pretty good sign. You're still breathing.
Still breathing. I thought that was a good sign. And then I washed it. And now it's sitting on the shelf waiting to be used again. But I don't know what my next swipe at this will be. I don't know what I should try next.
Yeah, well, I said something about fried veggies. Are you into fried veggies? You know, like the kind that you get at the fair. They always smell so good.
That does... Now... So I would just chop up some vegetables and put... Now, I wouldn't have to flip those, would I?
Probably not. You might want to, but not in the same way. I probably would take the basket out and kind of shake it a little bit.
Shake it a little bit?
And wipe all the grease off your pants and then put it back in.
Well, I'm kind of trying to... I really want to know kind of how hamburger works in it. I kind of want to know how... like steamed broccoli. Now, but see, steam, it's not really a steamer. It's a fryer, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I don't want to put broccoli in there. We might have an issue.
Not unless you want these fried veggies. See, that's what I'm saying. I'm thinking of green peppers and all the kind of things that they usually do that with. And don't you coat them? Do you put them in like a baggie and then shake it up with a little tiny bit of oil?
When I do it?
Isn't that the way you're supposed to do it?
Well, yeah, I think, you have to give them a little flavor. So you cut them up, and then you put them in the bag, and then you put whatever oil you want in there, and then you fry them in the pan.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have an air fryer, I guess you could fry them in there, but I don't know how long you'd put them in.
See, that's just it. I looked at that all those buttons, and I thought, ooh. And over on the stove, I was fixing things on the stove while I was looking at the buttons over there thinking, I don't need this. So I had him take it back, and I took back his radio. So we, like I said, I probably told you before, next year, we're just not going to get each other anything.
You know, somebody said something to me yesterday I thought was interesting. They were talking about, you know, how they typically did gifts this past year, and like any other year. But they said next year they like the idea of just taking the money that they would have spent on gifts for everybody and just having everybody go on a vacation somewhere over the holiday.
Okay.
No, I thought that might be a nice idea, or maybe just a couple days vacation or something like that.
Yeah. I think for certain families, I don't know that that necessarily would work for our family, but It's a neat idea, yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't want to go on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day because those tend to be home holidays, but maybe right after Christmas Day, because really Christmas Day night, there's not a whole lot going on.
Right.
You know, you could leave that night, that's your present, and then you go wherever you go. I think there are a lot of interesting places, even here close, if you didn't want to travel far because of work and things like that. There are places you could go for a couple nights. We're very close to Michigan. We're very close to Indianapolis. We're very close to Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh. And we have Columbus, Cincinnati, Cleveland, and a lot of points in Ohio that are of interest that are just fun place to go. I know Hocking Hills is the destination for a lot of people.
True. Yeah, there's cabins down there. I remember one time our son and his wife had us go to a cabin down in Hocking Hills, and we had a very good time. So, yeah.
What do you actually... See, I've never been to Hocking Hills. I just hear it's very nice and very beautiful. What do you actually do when you're there?
Stay in the cab. Go into Logan, an antique shop. You sure don't hike. I'm not getting out there. And falling off one of those cliffs and being in the 11 o'clock news, no.
Oh, see, I would go out and hike.
Oh, okay. Well, you're younger than I am.
Why? But I don't know that I would be successful at it, but I would...
You'd be on the 11 o'clock news?
I'd be on the 11 o'clock news. It'd be all over that I probably fell into something, and it's all over. You know, I could even prognosticate that that's what would happen.
I think you already have, and I think we all know that you better stay away from Hocking Hills.
Yeah, apparently I can't go to Hocking Hills, but I there are a lot of places that I would like to go, just maybe even during the day, because, see, I got this new car, and I was thinking about this morning. All of a sudden, I'm ready to travel. Now, not long distances, because I'm not really a huge fan of driving. I can drive, but... You know, an hour or two, that's not bad. Plus, with an hour or two, you can come back in the same day if people have to go to work the next day.
That's true. And road trip just screams at you when you get a new car.
Oh, it does. And I'm ready to take this thing out on the road.
Road trip?
Yeah, because I'm telling you, since I got this car a week ago Tuesday, the furthest I've driven it is here to the radio station, because I've really never had to go anywhere further yet.
And at least you haven't had any problem. Oh, wait, you couldn't start it, right?
Oh, yeah, let me tell that story here real quick.
Okay,
that's for people who don't have the Facebook feed of my life, which is on the internet. Here's what happened yesterday. You know, I've had this car, yesterday would have been a week and a day. And it's cold. It's cold this morning, by the way. Holy moly, when I got out of the car this morning, it's freezing. But yesterday, when I got done here, I was leaving, and I went down to the parking lot, and I was getting in my car, which, like I say, is the new car, and I sit down inside of it, and I go to put the key in the ignition, and it won't turn. It won't turn at all. It won't, you know, there's not even the attempt at it turning over. And I thought, oh, gosh... You know, the starter's blown already, or the key, and I thought, if I keep turning this key, I'm going to break the key off in there. This is not a good thing. So I'm doing this for like 3 minutes, probably, this goes on.
Really? That long?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because I had no idea what was going on, and I was getting kind of frustrated. And then I looked over and saw that I had not closed the driver's side door. And apparently... This car will not let you start it if the driver's side door is open. I guess that's a safety thing.
Or drive it.
Yeah, unless you get the Flintstone thing where you can put your feet through the floor, you're not going anywhere.
Can't have any fun anymore when you go on a road trip.
No, you can't. But, you know, I assume, I know you can open the door once you've got it started, so it must be a security thing.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Because it wouldn't stop you from falling out, you know, because you could always start the car and open the door and fall out.
Yeah, right.
But no, I'm ready to go on a road trip. As soon as I get, like, you know, maybe I'll have to take a Monday off here or something. And just, or maybe the weekend, I don't know. But I'm ready to take a road trip, get this car on the road, and even if I can't go somewhere overnight, just take a trip somewhere, Detroit, or Indianapolis or Pittsburgh, which is a great city, because I know I will not have any car trouble, and I like being in this car. This car has got like all the great, you know,
bells and whistles.
Oh, bells and whistles and everything you would need. It's got a CD player, which is kind of old-fashioned if you want to bring CDs, but it's also got the hookup where if you want to hook your mobile device into the speakers, you can do that as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I also have a GPS in this car, so I won't get lost wherever I'm going.
I would say now's an excellent time to do it because you have confidence in it, and sounds like fun.
I do, so I'm not sure where I'm going, but it would be great to go somewhere and then come back and tell the story about it. But I tell you, one place I do want to go, and now I would drive there, I don't know if I mentioned this on the air before, I really do want to go to Alabama. Because I've never been, yeah, I've never been to Alabama, and I think that's a fairly short drive in the grand scheme of things.
It's an overnighter, though.
Yeah, it would be an overnighter. It would be an over, and maybe, you know, two nights. I don't know. Depends on how nice the hotels are.
Uh-huh.
But I would really like to do that because I've never been there, and I've heard so much about the place that I think it would just be fun to go down there and see the sights of what Alabama is and get some of the food that's there and things like that. And now that I have this car, I was thinking about doing this like late last year, and here came this car on New Year's Eve. And now I think 2020 is the time to do this because it's warmer down there right now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the perfect place to go.
I don't know. This weather up here is unbelievable, but it's, you know.
I'll be Alabama bound.
Yes.
You know,
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. And maybe while I'm down there, I'll figure out what that means. Because I just, God help me, I don't know what that means.
Just don't ground sand it to everybody. They'll probably look at you like, what? He's from out of state.
Oh, listen, I think once I get out of the car down there, they're going to know I'm out of state.
This reminds me of a story about my pastor years ago. Pastor was saying something that when he first moved to Ohio from some other state, he was going out for a morning walk, and he says this gentleman passed him, and the gentleman said, "OH," and the pastor says, I looked at him like, what? He didn't know what he was supposed to do, you know, because he just wasn't familiar with OH.
Well, that's it, and I don't know what Roll Tide, and I'm not making fun of Roll Tide. I kind of like the saying, to be honest with
mm-hmm.
you. It's a very cool saying. I mean, I might start saying it on this show. Good morning, Roll Tide, every morning.
And it's also Bama, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, you got to say Bama when you're, it's Bama.
Yeah.
Bama. So, but I'm thinking about heading down there, and but the thing on a long trip, though, is when you go alone, that can be tedious.
Yeah, but I've heard stories about when you take the guys with you. Oh, God.
Oh, no. Do things happen? What happens in Alabama stays in Alabama?
No, you'll drag it right back and tell us.
Well, see, that's the problem. I can't keep my mouth shut. I got 2 hours to fill here 5 days a week. I'm looking for warm bodies and stories.
That's reason enough to go to Bama.
That's reason enough to go to Bama. What happens in Alabama stays in Alabama. Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. Well, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Bye. Now, see, those are the type of calls I like. I'm telling you, it's going to be a thing. Me in Alabama, having all the delicacies and... I don't know. I just got a message. I can't say that on the air, but that's very funny. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944, 43 minutes past the hour. I like that message. I like that message. Person who sent me that on Facebook, I like that. Okay, phone lines are open here, 44 minutes past the hour on this Thursday morning, or as they say in Alabama, Thursday. 740-383-9944. Give me a call. If the phone lines were ringing busy, just means we were on the line with somebody else. But no, I am trip ready. I am trip bound. It's got to happen. Even if it's a short trip at this point, I've got to get in this car, fire up the GPS, and head somewhere. I don't know if it's Pittsburgh. I don't know if it's Michigan. I don't know if it's somewhere in Ohio. If it's just a day trip. I don't know. Maybe I'll do a short trip and a long trip. The long trip will be my Alabama trip. The short trip may just be somewhere around the area. Hard to tell. All right. 740-383-9944. Think of the things I could learn in Alabama. Fascinating place, I think. All right. Okay, we did my mispronunciations here this morning, and we talked about the queen and her pudding. I actually had to doubt. Oh, I told the car story. I did that too. So we've gotten through that one this morning. See, I apparently don't know what I'm doing with this new car. I'll go down to Alabama and apparently get locked out of my, or won't be able to start the car. Then I will have to live in Alabama because I won't be able to get away. I'll have to get a spot. I'll have to get a house. I'll have to get a thing, whatever's down there, and just become an Alabamian. Is that what they call those people? Wouldn't that? I'll be an Alabamian. I'll be a straight-up Alabamian. I'm sure I'd fit right in with that community. Okay, let's see here. Well, you know, here's a problem. I went to McDonald's again. Well, I didn't go to McDonald's. That for some reason, there is a line outside McDonald's the last two mornings that there's no way that I could even navigate. There's not even the slightest chance that I could get in these lines and still be here on time. And this morning, I left pretty early. I was here like before 7:30 this morning. So I don't know what's going on. I don't know where all these cars are coming from. I don't know if it's because it's cold in the morning and everybody's stopping there for their mocha chinos, frappuccinos, whatever, anything that ends with chino at McDonald's or the oatmeal, who knows. But, I can't go because I cannot sit in that line and still get here on time. But I don't know what's causing that long line. Now, there have been days where there have been long lines, but it's been consistently busy the last two mornings. I guess good for them, but not good for me and wanting to get my large diet Coke. Okay, so that's the topic of McDonald's. Okay, this is a great topic. We started this one yesterday, and I'd love to get some feedback on this. Because, as I said yesterday on the show, back in, I believe it was November, I got kind of roped into a country music concert. And I would not say that I'm the biggest country music fan in the world, but it was okay. Well, what day was it this week? Tuesday? Yeah, this is Thursday. I think it was Tuesday. Tuesday, I got roped into another one of those country music concerts. Now, this was less awful than the first one. So, here's my new plan in life. I think that I am going to go see some popular country music person as they come around. Because, again, this maybe is one of those driving things. Since I have the new car, I'm going to go see a concert somewhere here in Ohio or possibly Michigan. Again, we have Indianapolis, Fort Wayne, Detroit, all these places that are close by. But my question yesterday is, who is a good country music performer that I should want to go see? Now, yesterday we had a vote for Keith Urban, and I thought that was good because he's Australian. He's married to Nicole Kidman. Who doesn't like Nicole Kidman? Not that she would be at the concert, but I also remembered when I had started out in radio, I was working at a station that was primarily a country music station, and I believe Keith Urban had just come on the scene at that point, and he was doing a song called Days Go By. So I like Keith Urban. I like the idea of going and seeing a Keith Urban concert, and I guess he still does perform the song Days Go By. Okay, that being said, who else should I go see? Who should I look on the map to see if they're going to be in the area anytime soon? Because I bet I could get some tickets to one of these concerts. Who is a country music person, or country pop, now I guess they call it, that I should go and see? Do you have any recommendations? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 50 minutes past the hour on this morning. Do you have any other than Keith Urban? Now, some of the ones that I talked about yesterday. Now, clearly, I think everybody wants to see Taylor Swift. She's got a new song out that is totally stuck in my head. Everybody wants to see Taylor Swift, but I think she's touring overseas at this point. But she might be back at some point, so it's not totally impossible that a Taylor Swift concert could happen. Who else did we have? Oh, Garth Brooks. Apparently Garth Brooks is out touring again. That's a possibility. And I also heard that Rascal Flatts, I guess, is on their farewell tour. So that could be a possibility of going to a concert. But who else would be somebody that I should go and see? Get myself some tickets and head out and see these country music people live. Oh, I'm getting word here that Taylor Swift is not good in person. Well, see, you know, that could be possible, because years ago, I'll admit this on the radio, and this is true, I'm not just pawning this off. Years ago, do you remember when Britney Spears was at her height? Britney Spears was absolutely at her height, like early 2000s. Well, a friend of mine really liked Britney Spears, and he bought two tickets and wanted to go see Britney Spears, and he wanted me to go with him. And I thought, well, okay, it was down at Nationwide, I'll go. Now, here's the one thing I'll say about the Britney Spears concert. At the height of her popularity, which it was at that time, the place was absolutely packed. Absolutely packed. Nationwide Arena was totally sold out. So we get our seats. But here was the problem with Britney Spears in person. I mean, the production of the show was tremendous. It rained in the arena. She had a big yellow snake on stage at one point. She was constantly changing clothes. She was doing dancers. She had dancers. She had backup dancers. It was a whole big thing. But the music was not good, because all they were playing over the speaker was the CD. It was clear that the music was piped in, that she was just lip-syncing with the music. She was not performing live. And I think that takes something away from the concert, in my opinion. Now, here comes a suggestion. Now, Thomas Rhett. Now, I know this name because of somebody else. Matter of fact, I know this name because of the person who just sent me the name. So I actually do know who Thomas Rhett is. And maybe that's a concert I should go and see, because that is a popular person right now. And the music that I have heard sounds pretty good. But country music today is not what it was 50 years ago. It's different. It's more poppy sounding. So if you have any suggestions about a person I should go and see, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Who should I go see a concert of? And basically, I'm looking at this from the perspective of maybe somebody who's been to one of their concerts, because I do think it would be fun to go. So if you've been to a country music concert and you really enjoyed it, tell me who the person was, and maybe I'll be able to sneak out to one of these concerts in the very near future. 740-383-9944. And as I was just talking about with the caller there, I'm also looking for trips in Ohio that would be fun trips. Now, again, they don't have to be overnight trips. They can be like a 2-hour day trip, which this again includes Detroit, Michigan, you know, Indianapolis, Pittsburgh, places you can go fairly quickly. Is there a good place to go in Ohio, or, you know, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Indianapolis, Indiana, that would be worthwhile? because I am itching to take the new car out and do one of these trips. So, does anybody have a suggestion as far as that goes in Ohio? Now, it doesn't have to be like a theme park, especially this time of year. It can be something very simple. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, see, here comes some suggestions through the internet, through the miracle and interest of the internet. Kenny Chesney, Kane Brown. Now, see, these look like good concerts. And I think going to one of these concerts would be a lot of fun because you can understand the music. I think they perform live. They're not doing the lip syncing lip bit. So, you know, I'm for that. And also destinations around the area. Another question that I have. You know, there's a restaurant in Ohio. Well, I like Tony Paco's. That's a fun place to go because there's also a lot of other things to do up in Toledo. That might be a trip. That would be a lot of fun. I also like the idea. Apparently there is this restaurant somewhere, I forget where it is, somewhere in southern Ohio, that has a gum wall where people have been collecting gum for years and years and years. I know that sounds gross, doesn't it? But apparently it's a huge attraction. I think it would be kind of fun just to stop in there and see the big gum wall to say that you had done that, and maybe try some of their food to see what their food is like, and also wonder how do they pass a health inspection with all that gum on the wall. That fascinates me. So, there you go. Those are the things on the table for the remainder of this hour, but we have a whole nother hour, 56 and a half minutes past the hour here. Does anybody have a country music concert suggestion or a place in Ohio or Michigan close by? I'll give you a two-hour radius. Does anybody have any place in a two-hour radius that would be fun to visit, come back the same day, have an enjoyable time? 740-383-9944. Now, the other problem with this is you've got to have the right company. You cannot go on one of these trips with bad company, especially like the Alabama trip. You know, the hourage on that is going to be, you know, we're talking hours and hours and hours. And also the fact that you have to drive there and drive back. So you've got to have the right company on a trip like that. You've got to have somebody who you can stand, who you can talk to, who you can have fun with, you know, the whole bit. And heavens knows that is a short list because most people are a little sideways. You know, you can really like somebody in life as a person, but you do not want to spend 9 hours with them in a car or 18 hours. Because eventually, you will learn to dislike that person. That will be the beginning of the end of your friendship. Does anybody have any weird travel stories? Because you've got to have the right company. And I just think it's more fun when you go with somebody. You know, it's just more interesting. Especially when you get there. Because if you go alone, you know, you're having dinner alone. Unless you meet with the locals. See, but maybe I would be good with the local Alabamians. I could sit down in the restaurant in Alabama, talk to people. Why do you say Roll Tide? What is the definition of that? Figure out why. What happens in Alabama stays in Alabama. You know, all those things that are important that we all want to know about. So maybe I would get along okay in Alabama, but I think I would take somebody with me. I'll have to find the right traveling person. You've got to have the right traveling person for any successful trip. By the way, Charlie Evers will be on today, 10:10 a.m. till 12 noon. So you don't want to go anywhere when this show is over. There's much more entertainment, but this show is not over. We've got a whole nother hour. So you don't want to go anywhere, and who knows what's going to happen next hour. We do have some trivia here. We also have the old telephone is out. Heavens knows we might be calling you. You never know. We're going to take a break. News, weather, and much more And I'll be back in 10 minutes. Don't you dare go anywhere.
Facts of Life, Charlotte Ray, Mrs. Garrett.
Yeah. Is it how much of Mrs. Garrett is in Charlotte Ray?
I'm not, you know, they made Mrs. Garrett perfect, which was ridiculous, as I wrote in the book. I mean, they never let me yell at the kids or anything, which most parents, you know, all the kids wanted a mother like Mrs. Garrett. Well, you know, most mothers lose their temper sometime and they get mad. And